The only way we're gonna get this money here is for us to look like we don't need it.
Pop, as soon as they find out we're the same Sanford and Son from Sanford and Son, they're gonna know we need it. I mean, we're not exactly the number one business in Los Angeles, you know.
Hey, how are you, Fred?
Hey, fine, Harvey. How's Hortense? Hey, you know my son, Lamont.
Sure, Lamont.
How you doing, Harvey? Look, we'd like to talk to you, but we got an appointment with Mr. Phillips, and we're a little late.
Yeah, that's right. See, we're going to see him about regarding a conglomerate merger and some deficit financing and corporate restructure.
Broke again, huh, Fred?
Now, wait a second.
Yeah, you got it, Harvey.
Do I look broke?
You look like my brother Al.
Your brother Al's dead.
And that looks like the suit he was buried in.
Come on, Pop, let's go. It's nice seeing you, Harvey.
Yeah, right, son. Hey, listen there, Harvey. You stick around. See, when we come back out here, we're gonna need somebody to protect us with all this money we're fixing to get.
Hey, let me explain something to you, Pop. Now, you're not gonna get this $1,500 as fast as you think you are, you know.
Listen, as soon as Phillips hears what we want it for, he'd be glad to give it up.
Yeah, and then maybe you could give that suit up.
excuse me, please. Fred G. Sanford to see Mr. Phillips.
Oh, Mr. Sanford, please sit down.
Thank you, but I'll just sit down.
And you are?
Lamont Sanford.
Yes, Lamont here. He's the secretary treasurer of our conglomerate and chairman of our distributing chain and vice emperor of our empire.
Oh, it's nice to meet the both of you. I pass your empire every day on my way to work. Miss Rhodes, please hold the calls.
Yeah, let's hear it. And hold mine, too.
Now, what can I do for you?
Not a thing. It's what we can do for you, Mr. Magnesia.
That's Phillips.
Your business is to loan money, ain't it? I mean, is it not?
Yes.
Well, I'm here to help you stay in business. We'll take $1,500, and now where do I sign?
Well, maybe I can explain. You see, we're thinking of an expansion program.
Yes, an expansion program.
Yeah, we want to take over an existing piece of property.
A piece of property.
And develop it to its full potential.
We're full of potential.
Oh, that sounds very interesting.
We knew you'd feel that way. Where do I sign?
Oh, no, wait a minute. It's a little more complicated than that. I'll need a little more information.
Okay, but let's speed it up here, shall we? I mean, you'll find that our financial position is strong, our physical earnings are up, and our parking meter is running out.
Now, the nature of the $1,500 loan.
Well, see, there's a house next to us that's just recently been vacated, and we want to take it over.
Buy it?
No, we want to rent it. We feel that the money that we get for the rent would, you know, give us a nice little income.
Oh, that sounds good.
Thank you. Where do I sign?
Now, how did you arrive at your $1,500 figure?
I went to Vic Tenney. Where'd you arrive at your $15-looking face?
Mr. Sanford, I can understand your impatience, but I need to know why you want the $1,500.
Well, first we got to pay the first month's rent. And, do a little plumbing, a little advertising, and we wanted to get a sign.
Yeah, and then clean up the place, because, see, the previous tenant was a Puerto Rican named Julio, and it's going to cost us... It's gonna cost us a couple hundred dollars just to get rid of them chili stains.
It seems feasible.
Well, feez it.
And as you know, we're anxious to help the small businessman.
Small businessman? Well, I'm only 5'7". I mean, yeah. That's my signature. Now, you put it any way you want to. And just give me my $1,500.
Is this to be a personal loan?
No, no, no. This is to be made out to the Empire.
Yeah, you see, our tax man thought it would be to our advantage if we took out a business loan, you know, when it comes time to fill out income tax.
That's what Bubba said?
What collateral do you have?
Huh?
You know, stocks, bonds, property, gold, diamonds.
Keep on going, keep on going. We got something.
Mr. Sanford, I can't believe that you've been in business all these years and you have no collateral to put up.
Please believe it.
Mr. Sanford.
Listen, I got a sister-in-law named Esther. Now, you can shove her up your vault until I can get the money to pay you back.
Look, I'm going to gamble with you. Let's just fill out this form.
Thank you.
Hey, you're not going to be sorry, Mr. Phillips. Look, excuse me for a minute. I got to go put some money in the parking meter.
Okay, now, you want to come back in, just knock on the door and the guard will let you in.
Okay. Hey, Pop, you got a nickel for the meter?
Nickel? Say, Maggie. do you have change for a dollar?
I think so.
Well, let my son have a nickel and make that loan out for $1,505.
Hey, Pop. Try and answer the question straight. No fooling around.
I know what I'm doing. Just go ahead. I know what I'm doing. I'm crazy. Go ahead, man.
Age?
Upper 50s.
Exactly how upper?
57. Teen.
67.
I'm sorry, gentlemen. We are closed.
Good. We make it a rule never to hold up an open bank.
Well, sir, you can come back and, the withdrawal slips are the pink ones on the right.
You don't have to announce us. We'll introduce ourselves.
Okay, can I do it, Al? This is my first time, and I want it to be special.
Sure, Mel. Go ahead.
Oh, what a guy. Hi, everyone. This is an armed robbery, and one of us is a known killer. So stick him up. Stick him up.
How was I, Al?
You did good, kid. Good. All right, everybody, on the floor. Come on. Come on around here.
Listen, now, remember, I was the first one here, so hold out my
$1,500. Come on, Mr. Ambassador. You too, on the floor.
Listen, pal, just leave $1,500 here, because they got thousands of stuff here over in the vault. Just leave my $1,500.
You men don't have a chance to get out of here with this money.
We'll get out of here with all of it.
Listen, you better sit down, because you're going to have to fill out a lot of forms.
Hey, I don't want to hurt you, old man.
Old man? Old man? Listen, who you calling old man? I'll be 103 Thursday night.
Look, why don't you guys just forget about this job? I've pushed the alarm. The police could be here any minute.
The police don't ever get nowhere in a minute.
Hey, Melvin, you empty out all the drawers, and you open that vault.
That's impossible.
Listen, dummy. Open up that. Open up all my risky life. Don't risk your life. Give what they want. That's my $1,500.
Al, there's somebody at the door.
Hey, Harvey, it's me.
Who's me?
Go away, me.
Come on. Open it up. Open it up. And if there's any trouble, we shoot.
Oh, please, let it be Esther.
What's going on here?
What you think is going on is the bank robbery, dummy.
We're the bank robbers. I'm Melvin Herman, and this is Al.
Shut up!
Robinson.
Melvin Herman?
Oh, my gosh. Lamont. Lamont Sanford.
Melvin Herman, the cheerleader from junior high school?
Well, I used to be a cheerleader, but now I'm a bank robber.
Give me a B. Give me an A. Give me an N. Give me a K. Give me all your money. I'll say hip, hip, hooray!
Now, okay, pal, on the floor. Come on.
Yeah, on the floor. On the floor. On the floor.
See? I told you they'd be here.
All right, everybody, over here. Come on, move it. First cop through that door, this thing goes off. You've got bigger problems now.
You in there, come out with your hands up.
You make one move, and these seven hostages get it.
These six hostages get it.
How much we get?
Do I have to tell you?
How much?
$106.
What?
And 57 cents.
That's impossible.
No, it's not. Look at the neighborhood.
There's also about a dozen toasters back there.
Oh, no, that's for new accounts.
Hey, listen, why don't you guys open up a new account, take your toaster, and get the hell on out of here?
Okay, you. Where's the money?
Well, most of it's in the safe, and it can't be open until tomorrow morning.
Wait a minute. I can't stay until tomorrow morning. I got business to take care of. I got deals to make. I got mergers to complete. I got to suit the return.
What are we going to do, Al?
Quiet, I'm thinking.
Hey, Melvin.
Quiet, he's thinking.
You've got 2 minutes.
Hey, Melvin, there's no way you're going to get out of this, man. Why don't you give yourself up and it might go easy on you in court?
Lamont was always the smart one in class.
Yeah, well, why didn't he graduate?
May I offer a suggestion?
Keep quiet!
Listen, man, why don't you just try to figure out how am I going to get my money after they take all this stuff out of here?
Hey, Pop, would you forget about the loan? We got other problems.
Forget about the loan, son. Life goes on even if they steal all the money. Life goes on even if they shoot their way out of here. Life goes on...
Even if they shoot you.
No, then life stays in. I go on.
Knock it off, huh? Knock it off. Now, for the last time, I'm telling you, everybody on the floor.
For the first time, I'm telling you... My back and my legs don't do that kind of stuff.
Okay, listen, pal. Now, I'm giving you your final warning.
Huh?
Now, this whole thing is starting to get me a little jittery. Now, you got one more chance to get out of here unharmed. If you cooperate, understand? Cooperate.
I'm cooperating. Everybody get on the floor and I ain't gonna tell you again.
On the floor. We want to talk.
He wants to talk.
We've got nothing to say.
Yeah, they ain't got nothing to say.
Yeah, I heard him.
I'm just cooperating.
You got nothing to say, huh? Well, let me help you out. How about, isn't it a shame that all those hostages got shot?
All right. Come out and we'll talk.
No. You send a cop in, and I'll tell him what we want. Make sure he's unarmed, and just to make sure he's not carrying anything, have him stripped to his shorts.
Gosh, he'll catch his death. Now, you promised we weren't going to be cruel.
You just can't get good help these days. It's impossible. Well, do I get a cop or not?
Okay, he's coming in.
Officer Hopkins here for the peace talks. Before we begin all this negotiating, I have got to know the condition of the people you're going to kill.
Hey, we're all fine, Hoppy.
Well, I think I would prefer a professional medical opinion on that. Mr. Sanford, how's your heart?
Well, if my heart goes, I can always borrow one off your underwear.
Are you really a cop?
Yes, I am a cop. And I wear my uniform with unmitigated pride. That is when I'm wearing, And you, what about you? You are the head crook, I presume? Is that correct?
Yes, you are correct. And this is what we want.
Yeah? Okay, shoot. I mean, go ahead.
A car outside that door.
Car outside door.
All you cops gone.
Cops to be gone.
And a plane at the airport.
And a plane where?
At the airport!
Oh, yeah, at the airport, yeah. Plane at the airport. Now, how about the hostages?
What about them?
Well, they will have to be released before we can acquiesce to any of these demands.
No deal.
Well, you can't get them all in the car.
I get car sick.
Would you rather be shot?
Oh, I'll share the driving and chip in on the gas.
About these hostages that appear to be doomed.
All right, we'll keep one and let the rest go.
You need a volunteer, I'll stay.
You have got a brave son there, Mr. Sanford.
I know it.
and I'm proud of him.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Pop.
I hope you realize that your chances of survival with this mad dog killer are quite slim. However, you will be remembered as the man with the big heart.
And the big mouth.
Yes. Well, I will relay all of these requests to my superiors.
And no tricks!
Well, I have nothing up my sleeve. Because I'll just go and tell them.
Gee, Lamont, you're so strong and heroic. I wish I got to know you better in algebra. Yeah, I might be whatever you are. Whatever are you?
A junk man.
Maybe algebra isn't all that important.
Hey, look, I'm not heroic or anything. I just don't want anybody to get hurt, you know?
You in there. Officer Hopkins has given us your demand. And we agree if you let everyone out safely.
They're on their way. Come on, everybody, out.
Lamont, son, you're the best son a father could hope for. But I don't want you sacrificing your life for me. I mean, you're young. You're young and you got your whole life ahead of you. I'll be the hostage and you go.
He is going. You staying.
But he volunteered.
Look, I'm running this robbery. And you see, they wouldn't take a chance with an old man in here. Come on, get going.
Hey, now that's good. Now everybody's gone. Now you go in there, crack that safe, and get my $1,500. Y'all keep the rest.
Get that car and get out of here!
Wait a minute. What do you intend doing with me?
Oh, you coming in the car with us.
Then?
Well, you'll be our protection all the way to the airport.
And then?
Well, then you're going to get in the plane with us.
And then?
Then we'll throw you out.
Here it is, the Hopper, the Piper. It's the biggest one of all time, honey. Oh, open up the big vault in the sky, listen. I'm about to make a deposit. Me, honey.
Do you think we scared him too much?
He looks bad.
It's here, Elizabeth. I'm coming, honey. Meet me at the gates. I'll be the one with no money.
He looks ready to cash in.
Hey,
you promised me there'd be no trouble. And I promised my wife, if she knew it was going to be this awful, she would have put a kibosh on the whole thing.
Kibosh?
Hey, quiet! I'm thinking.
Oh!
Quiet! He's thinking.
Oh.
Hey, if he dies, this could be a murder rap.
Hey, Al, I forgot to tell you, my father's got a heart condition.
Well, if he don't want a hole in the head condition, you better get away from there.
Do what he says, Lamont. He's vicious. I've seen him eat kidneys.
Get going!
We're leaving your car.
I'm halfway there, Elizabeth. Oh, hello, Cloud.
Hey, wait a minute! Hey, the old man is dying in here. Hey, send him some help. But no policemen, just doctors.
Hey. I'm Freddy. You Gabriel?
Hurry up! Hey, look. Hey, you'll be all right. Hey, we're not killers. We're just a couple of guys trying to make a living.
And I'm just a little guy trying to make a dying.
Hey, doctors, with a stretcher. Come on, right this way. Hurry up.
We'll need some help.
Okay, I'll go.
You too. Hands up.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Hey, what about me?
Your son said you're okay.
That dummy, who was it? What about that?
Everything's under control.
Hey, Pop, are you okay?
No, I'm not okay. Suppose I was having a real big one, and I was going.
You wasn't going nowhere until you got the money from that loan, and you know it.
Hey, wait a minute. Reward. Claim the reward.
Is there a reward for these dudes?
No, I'm sorry, Mr. Sanford. There's nothing.
You know, I hate you. You know that?
But I'll take into consideration your bravery when I process your application.
You're nice.
There you are. Safe and sound.
Yeah, it could have been dead and gone.
Oh, never fear, Mr. Sanford. The law is here. Oh, and by the way, Lamont, here's a citation. Overtime parking on the truck.
How would you like an overdue punch in your nose?
We'll take care of that ticket, Mr. Sanford.
Oh, yeah, you know, you turned out to be all right. Hey, let us know about the loan.
Oh, you'll get your loan.
Really? I mean, that's great. Really, you're going to give us a loan? You hear that, Lamont? That means we're going to be able to open up Sanford Arms.
Hey, that's great. That's great, Pop.
Yeah.
That's really great.
Bye, Lamont.
I'm sorry it turned out this way, Melvin.
Oh, that's okay. You know, I really envy you. You have something I never had. A really wonderful, marvelous father. I had a father like him, I might have turned out to be a better human being. It's been an honor, sir.
You know, I really like him. Why couldn't you be more like that, dummy? You say this is going to be live?
That's correct. Good afternoon. Don Martinson here, reporting from the State Federal Bank in Watts. Now, the gentleman standing next to me is Mr. Fred Sanford.
Fred G. Sanford.
Mr. Fred G. Sanford. Mr. Sanford successfully thwarted an attempt at bank robbing this afternoon at this very bank. Mr. Sanford, what you did took a lot of courage.
Courage.
Daring.
Daring. Guts.
Guts.
Brains.
Brains.
And a little chivava on the side.
And Mr. Sanford, excuse me, I'm sure that our viewers would like to know why you did this. I mean, why would you risk your life for this bank?
Well, the answer to that is very simple. Mm-hmm. See, I risked my life because this bank is an important part of our community. Mm-hmm. Right, Mr. Phillips?
Yes, sir.
And because it helps people like me.
That's right.
I see.
I'm not finished yet. And this bank was good to me. You see, I came in here for a loan, and they granted it.
That's right.
I risked my life because I felt I owed them something for loaning me $1,800.
That's right.
He said, that's right. You heard him, America. $1,800. Listen, you don't know why we need that $1,800?
No, not really.
Yeah. Hello, America. This is my son, Lamont. We're the owners of the new Sanford Arms. Every wall has a ceiling. Every bed with a spread. Drop in soon. We'll rent you a room.
Yeah, I'd just like to say that...
Thank you, sir, for that unsolicited testimony.
Excuse me.
Thank you.
Excuse me, Mr. Sanford. I find that we're running out of time, but before we sign off, I'm sure that the millions and millions of viewers would like very much to know, or perhaps you'd give them one inspirational thought since you are the hero of the hour. How about that, Mr. Sanford?
Millions of viewers.
Millions.
Well, only because you insisted. And would I be sure that this is love beyond come? And all is true to stop. Look at his check, son. $1,800.
Yeah.
Tomorrow we'll deposit it.
All right. Hey, I still don't know why you didn't want to put this in our account today.
Well, see, this way, it's a new account and we can get a toaster.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. I'll deposit it the first thing in the morning, and then we can start working on Julio's place.
Yeah, and then the next thing we got to do is give our place a little class.
Yeah, we need some class.
Yeah, see, because all them fancy hotels, they have their own emblem.
Oh, we should have an emblem?
I can see it now. All the sheets and pillowcases and towels, silverware, Sanford Arms will have beautiful emblems on them.
Oh, yeah.
Essay. That's class.
Yeah, that's classy.
Say, son, drive me down to the bus station.
The bus station? Where are you going?
New Mexico. Yeah, I feel this sudden urge to spend some time at the Sheraton in Albuquerque. We'll be right back.